Mesa Mayor Scott Smith waited and then waited a little bit more. Then on Thursday, he officially jumped into the race to be Arizona's next governor. On the Democratic side, Fred Duvall may be the lone candidate, but Smith joins a crowded GOP field, one with a lot of well-known names. State Treasurer Doug Ducey, Secretary of State Ken Bennett, and disbarred former Maricopa County Attorney Andrew Thomas. Former GoDaddy executive Christine Jones and former state lawmaker Al Melvin are also in the mix. Consultant Barrett Marson of Marson Media knows Republican battles. He was a spokesperson for former Arizona House Speaker Jim Wires and the state prison system. Scott Smith is in the gubernatorial race. It kind of feels like the field is complete. What do you think about Smith jumping in, first of all? And what about his timing?
It is not too late, I don't think. I think this is going to be a fun Republican primary. You know, it's going to be a crowded field. 30% may win this field and go on to face Fred Duvall. Everyone's got their own little niche, except for, quite frankly, Ken Bennett and Scott Smith. They share niches, and I think that's going to be difficult. Scott Smith has been mayor, has done a really good job at being mayor in Mesa, and Ken Bennett is well liked. He's affable, and they're both seen more as moderates. Doug Ducey, obviously very conservative, and he's got such a money advantage right now. People talked about almost expecting him to raise $1 million, and well, you know, he certainly met those expectations, and he did it in part under the old and the new contribution rates. So he did great, I think.
The GOP primary voters, there's always the stereotype, which may in fact be true, that they tend to be more conservative than the average Republican voter. If that's the case, who do you think is going to win out then?
Because there's not a lot of excitement on the Democrat side, you'll get a lot of independents who decide to choose a Republican ballot in the primary. There really are almost no races on the Democrat side of the ticket. So you're going to get a lot of independents. So you're going to have to appeal to both conservative and moderate Republicans, but also those independents.
What about the Q rating that you see at this point? Because Scott Smith, you know, really well-known around the Valley, of course, and he took that little listening tour or whatnot, as candidates have to do. But he's the mayor of Mesa, whereas you've had Bennett and Ducey have both been elected statewide.
I know the name Doug Ducey, and you know the name Scott Smith, but I'm telling you, not a lot of people out there. Even though Bennett and Ducey have been elected statewide, they're really not known because, let's face it, Treasurer and Secretary of State don't get a lot of attention. Now they're hitting the big time, and they're going to buy TV ads, and we're going to see a lot of TV ads, and voters are going to get to know them in May, June, July real quick. But I don't think any of these candidates are well known, even those that have run statewide and won statewide.
How nasty could this get? Because people might see themselves as saying, I need to get myself out front. I'm going to use the money to portray the other candidates, or are they going to try to pump themselves up?
If it's an election, that means candidates will abhor going negative right before they go negative. And so I would expect a lot of negative advertising about Scott Smith and his liberal policies in Mesa, or about Doug Ducey and some of the Cold Stone Creamery things that we heard about in the last election from Andre Cherney. There's going to be a lot of things. You know, Ken Bennett will have his peccadilloes as well. Trust me, voters will hear about every negative thing out there, despite the fact that all the candidates would love to just talk positively about themselves.
Barrett Marson of Marson Media. You can also catch his podcast. It's called Copper Talk. Barrett, thanks.
Thank you.